Testing for the coronavirus has become a top healthcare priority across the community. For many, it determines whether they can work or even go out of the house. WAER's Chris Bolt reports uncertainties in the system left one nurse isolated and unable to help others.
You can imagine the uncertainty while waiting for a COVID-19 test result, but how about waiting for three in a row? That's what happened to Dorothy, a nurse at a primary care medical office in Syracuse, after telling her boss of concerns.
I'm short of breath and I'm shaky. What do you think I should do? You know, I didn't know at that point for sure if I had been exposed, but the likelihood was there. And she said, yeah, you need to leave the office and go get tested.
She was tested on a Friday and told health professionals tests are rushed to help her get back to work.
And they said, no, it's 4 to 5 days. So Monday comes and I get a phone call. I'm calling just to let you know that your test specimen leaked. We have to have you come back and do it again.
After a second test, Dorothy tried to track down results unsuccessfully until she gets a call.
A gal on the other line says, well, I'm calling to let you know that something happened in transit to your specimen. We need you to come in and do another one. This is the third time. I get something happening once, it happens. This is the third time.
At one hospital, St. Joseph's, infection and prevention control manager and nurse Pearl Lavalette acknowledged some problems with testing, at times having a shortage of swabs for tests and inability to get quick results, but not Dorothy's mishaps.
We haven't had that experience of tests getting lost or misplaced or even contaminated for that matter because of how these are collected. We've had a great process that has allowed us to continue to test our patients without issue.
Dorothy's third test result finally came back negative 11 days after first having concerns about the symptoms.
I am not symptomatic at this point. You know, I had been on that Thursday, but I'm not now. I don't think I have this thing. I am a nurse. I want to get back to work. I want to be taking care of my patients. I want to be in the game. I do not want to be on the sideline.
She's happy to be back to work now, but left with questions about uncertainties in COVID testing, which will be critical in responding to the virus going forward. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.